Well, we're also blessed to have a broadcast partner in the second most sacred piece of real estate and the oldest Jewish community in the history of the world, dating back to the times of Abraham, some 4,000 years ago. I'm talking about the city of Hebron, located in the state of Israel, southwest about 35, 40 miles of the city of Jerusalem. And the official spokesman for Hebron and that Jewish community of about 800 souls is David Wilder. Now, David has just written an editorial. In fact, it is on our homepage of our prophecy website, prophecytoday.com. We have it listed under a guest editorial. You want to go there, you want to read what David has to say about giving land away in this peace process between the Israelis and the Palestinians and what effect that may well have on the prime ministers. David, I want to get to that in just a moment, but let's start positive if we can. You and I are very aware of the significance, of course, of the city of Hebron. People, we're trying to educate them across the broadcast network of Prophecy Today and around the world on our internet connection as well. And I want everybody to know that there is an archaeological dig that has just begun. And this is a continuation, I think, of previous archaeological digs. But this is a very important dig there in Hebron, is it not?
Certainly is, Jimmy. It's something of a wonder. As a matter of fact, you catch me writing an article about it, and I hope a little bit later I'll actually post it. The first excavations that were done in modern times were done in the 1960s by a Professor Hammond from the United States. They were continued by several different archaeologists later on, the last of whom was a man named Emanuel Eisenberg, who was working for the Israeli Antiquities Authority back in 1999. And he discovered unbelievable artifacts, including a 4,500-year-old wall on a biblical timeline. We're talking about the days of Noah. He discovered stairs that are over 4,000 years old that we could say almost 100% that, you know, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and their wives walked on almost without any doubt because they led up to the gates of the city. And he discovered seals in stone 2,700 years old with the word Hebron engraved on them in ancient Hebrew. You know, some of the highlights of his finds. Those excavations were finished in about a year, and we've been waiting now for quite a long time for them to be renewed. And thank God this week Eisenberg came back together with another doctor of archaeology from the Arya University, and together they're leading up these excavations now on a slightly different area in Tel Hebron, on a higher area. And it's very, very exciting, particularly because the archaeologists believe that David, when he was in Hebron for 7.5 years, and there he established the kingdom of Judea, built his original city on the higher points in the Tel. And the idea of them finding, you know, the original city of David just, I don't know, it blows me away.
It does. Wow, you've got me excited. In fact, I was reflecting in my mind as you were speaking to our listening audience about the times that we were doing some television there in Hebron, and you actually took me down to those same steps you're referring to that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob would have walked on, and I didn't realize you gave me some new information. Those walls there in Hebron dating back 4,500 years ago to the time of Noah right after the flood. Boy, what a place to be if you want to be involved in walking back through the days of history.
Yeah, well, that's it. You know, I sort of try to describe it as, you know, we're all part of a long chain that started back in the days of Abraham, and it goes through David and over the centuries through today. We're a link in that same chain. And uncovering these sites, it's sort of like pointing us in the right direction. It's saying, you know, we were here, and we're happy that you're here. And just as you have to continue to develop Hebron, you know, you can remember where you started, where your roots are. And we're very, very excited about this. We've been waiting for this for a long time. During the earlier excavations 15 years ago, they didn't find a whole lot from 3,000 years ago. In other words, the days of David. And the reason for that, they believe, is because they think that David built the original city of David on the highest point in the Tell. And that's where we're, you know, in the area where the digging is starting. But I think there's a distinct possibility that we're digging in the areas where David ruled. And as such, there's no reason why, if it's not there, they won't find it.
Wow, that is exciting. Well, let's get back to your editorial. And by the way, folks, David Wilder's editorial is located on the homepage of our website, prophecytoday.com, under guest editorial. Be sure to go and read it. You wrote an editorial, David, about the fact that there are prime ministers in the past, and we have a present prime minister, Netanyahu, who may be considering giving up of some of the land of Israel for an agreement in the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. Talk to me about it. I want everybody to read it, so let's not go into deep detail, but give us an overlook of what you said and bring to our attention Menachem Begin and Ariel Sharon and their problems in light of giving up land.
Your program is called Prophecy Today. I don't want anybody to get the wrong idea. You know, I'm not a prophet, but we've seen in the past, and I think it's too much to just call it a coincidence, that Israeli leaders who have played around with the land of Israel have found themselves in very difficult situations later. You know, we can go back to Menachem Begin, who basically set a precedent by uprooting settlements, communities in the Sinai, and transferring that land to the Egyptians. We saw disgraces that Ehud Olmert and other Israeli leaders have experienced because they touched or they didn't protest against the uprooting of people. And the we saw this after the expulsion from Gush Katif in Gaza. It's not just coincidence. You know, we believe in divine providence, and we believe that there's a God above who's pulling some strings. And when people try to pull the wrong strings, and sometimes there's a jerking back, a reaction, and those people get the ricochets. We've seen Ariel Sharon, who the doctors say today is very, very close to death, who's been in a coma for the last 8 years following a stroke, a coma which he suffered not long after he coordinated and orchestrated over the expulsion from Gaza and from the northern Samaria region. And he's been living, I don't know how, what kind of life you call that in the condition that he's been for the last 8 years, but it must be something of hell. If it's not, it seems very symbolic as some kind of a punishment for the acts that he committed as prime minister. And basically, I wrote that article saying that if this is what happens to people who start to uproot people from their land and abandon our land, the land that was given to us by God above, if this is what happens to them, then the present prime minister, Bibi Netanyahu, should be careful, because he's today, they're talking about uprooting somewhere in the vicinity of 100,000 Jews from their homes, abandoning our land to our enemies, creating a very, very, very serious security situation for the people in Israel today, for the state of Israel, and giving land that God blessed to the Jewish people to our enemies. Doesn't make any sense. We've seen in the past when Israel has acquiesced and abandoned land that it's only led to continued violence and to continued killing. And we're very concerned that the present prime minister might try to do this again. I can tell you, without perhaps going into names, a friend of mine, who was a very close friend of Bibi Netanyahu's father, Benzion Netanyahu, who was a professor of history, quoted Bibi's father as saying that Netanyahu should not be prime minister because he's not strong enough. He won't be able to stand under the pressures that will be, you know, put upon him, as we're seeing now. And we're very, very, very concerned that Netanyahu will fold under pressure and he'll agree to the expulsion of tens of thousands of Jews from their homes and the abandonment of our land. We have to try to make sure that doesn't happen. Of course, nobody's talking today about violence. We're not talking about acts that cross lines that are not acceptable. But we have to do everything we can to try to make sure that this doesn't happen again.
That's absolute, because God's word says this piece of real estate has been given to the Jewish people. Only time's going to tell what Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, will do in this Israeli-Palestinian conflict peace process. But indeed, God's word is absolute. David Wilder, spokesperson for the Jewish community in Hebron, reporting to us about the archaeological dig underway. That is so exciting. But also his editorial. It's on our home page of our website, prophecytoday.com. Be sure to go and read it.
There's a lot of information we put out. Anybody wants to see any of the information that I've put out, including articles and photographs, I have a site up at davidwilder.org. It's updated, including this article and previous articles and a lot of photographs, and people are welcome to go in there also and pick up whatever information they'd like, and they can use that and despise, you know, just to get the word out.
Absolutely. DavidWilder.org, and indeed, David Wilder is our special broadcast partner here on Prophecy Today. David, thank you so much. We'll stay close in touch. We want to know the developments unfolding, especially with that archaeological dig. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Jimmy. Shalom.